Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Melanin Talk. It's your girl, Anne. It's a beautiful day, and I hope you all are feeling good. You all had a nice weekend. What's new? Today, we on Melanin Talk are not going to be alone. We're going to welcome a guest, and his name is Jordan. And he's going to tell you more about himself. But I am so excited to welcome him because it's our first male guest on Melanin Talk. And you all know Melanin Talk is for everybody, not only for girls. Okay? So I'm really excited to welcome him on my podcast. And I hope you enjoy our chit-chat. Grab your tea. Make sure you make yourself comfortable. And here we go. We welcome Jordan.
I'd like to tell the listeners more about you.
Sure. This is first podcasting experience. I like to let that be known first, but no, my name is Jordan Bailey. A lot of people know me as Swiggy. You can call me whichever you prefer. I just recently left the military, and right now I am a student and freelance photographer, mechanic, athlete, all of the above. You know, this is all. I didn't practice for this. I didn't know we were going to start immediately.
What you want to talk about is spreading the love or letting people know that you got love for them. And I just wanted to, I'm sure that the listeners and I want to know more about what does that exactly mean?
Well, when I say that I have love for you, it's in the most generic and understandable terms, I simply love you. And for most people, I would be willing to go out of my way to see them in a better position if they do need some help. I'm not really in the business of just giving people what they want, but more necessarily what they need. I believe what I put out will come back to me. So if I help people get the things they need, then one day if I need some help, it'll come back to me. And I just feel better being helpful than hurting the people around me or people that, it's all a chain reaction. So I'd rather put some positive into the math equation than some negative.
That's really awesome what you're saying. So did you had one point in your life where you was thinking, okay, I need to give people something so I get it in return? Because nobody's born like that. So I don't think that you were always like this. So was there a point in your life where you were thinking, okay, this works better for me, the way I'm thinking now?
I think with the morals and ethics that I grew up with, definitely my family was big into church. So up until about 18, I was in church several days out of the week. And that was the place I went to hang out, place I went to, anytime I was at the house, I was probably at church, with the kids or playing basketball because we had a really nice church. But, point is, messages in the Bible, they teach you, do the right thing amongst others. It's just a matter of right and wrong. My parents made sure I knew them. And then in so many songs you hear, what goes around comes around. And that stuck with me because, positive and negative, both learning experiences, the things that I did I left behind with some people definitely came back to me. So I believe that to be true. I follow that rule.
So it is your surroundings and your upbringing had a huge part on who you became.
Oh yeah.
But what with those Everything. That don't have all of that? They don't grow up with all of this love and stuff like that. And what should they do? You know, because they will have a different kind of perspective. Mm-hmm. It'll be harder for them to understand that if you spread love, you might get love back. So what should they, like, I'm thinking right now, like, what would they do? Because it's important that they get it too, you know, so that everybody can connect and everybody can get together some kind of way.
Well, that's the point of your show and kind of the point that I offered to be on your show or even asked to be on your show, that, you know that some people don't get the same messages as we do.
Mm-hmm.
And different people grow up different ways, come from different places. So, you know, what I know, what I'm used to, they might not be used to, but because, you know, you have a platform where people willing to listen to us, you know, we can let them know that, you know, loving is something that works, and taking the kinder route or more peaceful route will definitely put you in a place that could prefer to be. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm just really leading by example, me and you both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to start somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do you think, speaking of platform, because social media is like a huge platform, so do you think that our generation should use social media more in the way of not showing off only, it's more in a way of like connecting and helping each other and growing?
There could always be more, definitely, but I think it's too safe to say that there are, because we have, well, anybody can make an Instagram, anybody can make a Twitter, you know, from, you know, the top to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, Donald Trump, as you see, he can tweet whatever he liked to put out. And there's also leaders and revolutionaries like Jada Pinkett Smith and the Smith family,
mm-hmm.
Musicians, like all types of people who are also trying to teach and lead, but in the same way, there are those people on social media that act sort of carelessly or don't realize the weight of the words that they put out on the internet. But, you know, it's very cool to see people, you know, express themselves freely.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm veering off from the question, but, you know.
No, you're good.
I think if we use all our resources, whether hopefully like everybody uses them for a positive intention.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm happy that we have Twitter where you can, you know, make a joke or, you know, kind of get out of line. Because if everything was in line, then I feel like the world wouldn't be the same or as cool. Because
rules, that's true. I mean, there have to be a little bit of sprinkle in there and a little bit of fun in all of that, because we cannot take everything too serious.
Right.
And that's the beauty of it. Awesome. Do you have any questions?
What was your, what inspired you to start from this? What, when Melanin Talk was first being, you know, thought of and kind of planned out,
mm-hmm.
what did you hope to see to come from this, or like what were your intentions on the show?
That's a good question. Well, I always wanted to, like, I started off writing more. I write poems and stuff. And then I always kind of was searching for a way to express myself. And then I came up with Melanine Talk because I do not really like to start a YouTube. So I was like, okay, why not podcasting and just talk about the stories and connect people, empower people. And I'm not only talking about people of color, even if that's like the focus, because I'm a person of color, but in general, just empowerment and young people connecting together and helping each other. And that's why I created this voice or a platform for it, even if there's like a millions. But yeah, that was like the main focus that I had creating Melanine Talk, to connect.
That sounds good, and I do appreciate you for doing this, because I've had this secret fascination with podcasts and never really took the initiative to get started. You having me on the show is definitely an honor, and you might have started something.
Thank you so much, Jordan. That is a huge encouragement. Thank you.
Well, I like the feel of a conversation. So,
again, thank you, Jordan, for being on Melanine Talk. And remember to share.
And I love you. Take it easy.
So, my love, that was Brandon and his thoughts that he was willing to share with us. And I really hope you can take something out of this episode and you've learned something by listening, and that you choose to spread the love. Thank you very much, you all, for listening and being awesome on Melanine Talk. Never forget, you got the pussy, you got the power. And peace, love, shea butter. It's your girl Anne. See you on the next, hear you on the next episode.